Your Money or Your Life. You know, this is one of my all-time favorite books. So there are three people who've written the book, and let me jump in. Vicky Robin is a prolific and well-known social innovator, writer, and speaker. Robin has been featured in hundreds of media stories in various outlets, including the New York Times, NPR. She was invited as a guest with Oprah. So she featured in the Oprah Winfrey Show. She lives on Whidbey Island in Washington. The other author is Joe Dominguez, a legendary guy. Now, he was a very successful financial analyst on Wall Street. He retired at the age of 31 by devising and following the step-by-step program which is presented in this book, Your Money or Your Life. And then we have Peter Adeniyi. Now, Peter Adeniyi is better known as Mr. Money Mustache. And he has a great blog called Mr. Money Mustache. You must go and check it out. Peter is an influential financial blogger, and he retired and became financially independent, basically, shortly after just turning 30. And now, you know, he writes about how to live a frugal life of leisure. So let's get started. Your Money or Your Life. Let me ask you a question. If someone thrust a gun in your ribs and said that sentence, what would you do? Well, most of us would turn over our wallets. They'll give our wallets to that person. They say, you know, you take that wallet because life is more expensive. Or is it the other way around? Do you think life is more expensive or money is more expensive? What do we value more? So the all important question is that, are we making a living by working every day, only working for money? Or actually we are making a dime? Are we killing ourselves? Are we killing our fun, our joy, our freedom because of our jobs? Are we sacrificing our lives for money? That's a big question. Now, the book starts by asking this very simple, basic, powerful questions like, do you have enough money? Are you spending enough time with your family and friends? Do you come home from your job full of life or exhausted? Do you have enough time to participate in things you believe are worthwhile? Now, for example, if you are laid off from your job, do you see this as an opportunity or it's a huge threat? Are you satisfied with your contribution, the contribution which you've actually made to the world? Are you at peace with your money? Does your job reflect your core values? Well, let's find out. So there are 9 steps to creating a roadmap to financial independence. What is step 1? Step 1 is very basic but very, very important. Step 1 is make your own balance sheet. Now, the purpose of this exercise is to basically increase your awareness. You must find out your total lifetime earnings, everything you own and everything you owe. Now, remember, there is no shame and no blame. You have to be very dispassionate and actually create the real life situation, your real balance sheet. It's very simple. You put your assets on one side. You can list and give a current market value to everything what you own. And then on the other side, you make a list of everything which you owe to the world. So deduct your liabilities, which is the everything which you owe, from your assets, which means the everything what you own. Just create a list and you will find where is the gap, and it will be amazing. It will be really awakening. must do this. Step number two, track your life energy. Your real hourly wage. Now, what is your real hourly wage? Now, money is something we actually are choosing to trade our life energy for. You know, our life energy is basically our allotment of our time here on earth. The hours of precious life which are available to us. There is nothing more precious than the time which is given to us. Now, when we go to our jobs, are we trading our life energy for money? Are we trading this time for money? So you can even say that this money is equal to the life energy. Now, the question is that how much are you trading your life energy for? Now, you need to establish actual cost in time and money required to maintain your job. And you have to compute your real hourly wage. To do this simple math, deduct from your weekly income the cost of getting to and from work, the cost of buying the clothes you'll buy to wear at work, the extra cost of meals after work, the extra cost of amounts which you spend to relax and wind down because you have a huge stress at work, a job related in illness because you've been exhausted coming and going every day to office. So of course you sometimes you have illness. So you need to find out what are all the costs associated with maintaining you on your job. Then you find your real hourly wage. You realize that real hourly wage is a bit lesser than what you, in fact, it's a lot lesser than what you thought it would be. You know, it's not as simple. If you earn, say, 3 lakh rupees in a year, in a month, that doesn't mean that you earn 10,000 rupees a day, right? So if you work for, say, 10 hours a day, that means 1,000 rupees per hour is your hourly wage. It's not as simple because you're not putting only 10 hours. You're putting much, much, much more work. And this 10,000 rupees per day means you are putting maybe 10, 12, 13, or maybe 14, 15 hours. So basically, what you're earning is hardly 500, 600 rupees as your hourly wage. It's much lesser. Now, you have to ask your question to yourself that is this hourly wage, that whatever I earn hourly, is it worth it? Look, it's your life. You know, it's basically the time you have. Is it worth your time? Is your time worth 500, 1 hour worth 500 rupees? Which is more expensive? Find that out. It'll be a very, very revelatory and a great experience. Step three, you need to understand where is your money going. Now you have to focus on the outflow part. Now it's very simple. Every month, create a table of all the expenses and income, and see your unique spending pattern. And then you see that whatever you are spending, how much your life energy you are spending. For example, let's see that you spend, say, 2,000 rupees on a dinner, which means basically if your hourly wage is 500 rupees and you spend 2,000 rupees on a dinner, that means you are actually spend 4 hours of your life towards the dinner. Now, is that dinner worth 4 hours of your life? You have to ask yourself this question. Step five, create a wall chart. Now, this is very, very effective. Author suggests you create a large wall chart wherein you can plot your total monthly income and total monthly expenses. Now, put it somewhere where you can see every day. And when you do this step, the first month, you have a kind of snapshot, a very revealing one, which will show you your habits around money. But the real learning and the real fun comes as you plot the figures month by month. You'll actually understand what are you earning and where are you spending. And it'll be a great experience to know where is the money going. Step number six, find the quality of life. That's more important and not the standard of living. So focus on quality of life. Whatever you're spending, is it giving you a better quality of life, not your standard of living. You know, learn to define your true needs. Be conscious in your spending. Master the techniques of wise purchasing. You know, whenever you purchase something, and one example which he gives in the book is that, say you go for online shopping and you purchase something. Now, he's saying that do an experiment once. Just keep that thing which you purchase, just keep it in the cart for next 3 days. 3 days. And then ask yourself this question. Do you actually need it? You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about, are you an impulse buyer or are you buying things consciously? And focus on your needs rather than just upgrading your standard of living and showing to the world that what kind of car. Say you got a big car or a huge house. Focus on what you need. That's more important. Focus on the quality of your life. Your spending should improve the quality of your life, not your standard of living. Step number 7, valuing your life energy. See, again, whatever you are spending your life energy. So you have to maximize that, right? Now you need to respect the life energy you are putting onto your job. Money is simply nothing you trade your, money is something, you know, you trade your life energy on. Now you have to trade this with a purpose and integrity. You know, you are actually spending your time, which is very, very important, which is most precious. So this money has to be worth it. You need to understand that. How well are you using your energy, both on and even off job? Now, is your job consuming too much of your time? Is it worth it? Or you need to probably shift your gear and go to another job wherein you are getting a better salary, a better paid, so it's a better value of your time. Because there's nothing more valuable than your time. Ask yourself these 3 questions, that am I making a living or a dying? Examine your purpose for paid employment. You know, if it is just paid employment, do you have a purpose what you are working for? Is it only money? Understand, you have only X number of hours left in your life. Now, you need to determine, how do you want to spend those remaining hours? You don't have endless time left, my dear friends. So please understand that. Step 8, move towards financial independence. Now, here are the possibility of financial independence opening up. Now, this step shows you that you can perhaps leave a paid employment a lot sooner than you would have actually thought it is possible. What you should begin to see in your wall chart, and wall chart is a real game changer. You'll see a growing gap between income and expenses. If your income is increasing or stagnant, but your expenses are becoming lower, then you'll see a gap. Now, this gap is called savings. And this gap is called savings, which doesn't mean splurging. That doesn't mean you save some money this month, so you should actually go and splurge. This gap is called capital. What is capital? Capital is the money that makes more money. It keeps working for you and produces an income as surely as your job produces income. You know, put this capital back as an investment. Now, when you put this capital in a bank or invest in an income generating asset, it is an investment. Make this capital as an investment. So at some point in the future, you know, a time will come when your investment income generating from putting this capital to work, will actually cross your monthly expense line. Now that is called the crossover point. You know, that'll be a magical point. That means that you are basically financially independent. Earnings from your investments is actually matching your monthly expenses. So you have to make a choice. You don't have to no longer work for money. The last step, extremely important, it's managing your finances. The final step to financial independence is that you have to become knowledgeable and sophisticated about your long-term income-producing investments. You have to learn, you know, invest time in learning how to manage your funds and your finances and your investments better. You have to invest your capital in such a way So it provides a very safe and sufficient income. And it keeps providing you this income for the rest of your life. Basically, this book tells you that there is more to life than a 9-to-5 job. Thank you very much.